All right, Ken Roczen, Bud's Creek, 1-2. Almost thought you had the fourth motor win in a row. I mean, I guess sometimes you just got to tip your visor to a guy. He rode great, and you stayed with him, but you know he was really, really good.
Absolutely, there's no, you know, he's just on it right now, and it's really tough for me because even when I'm on it, I don't make up that many points, you know, because he's right there. It's tough, but all I can do is go out there, and I'm happy with what I rode today. My bike could have been better. I wasn't stoked on it in both motos, so it made it hard for me. And then, of course, if you have a good rider, the rider makes up for that and makes it look decent. But what I feel under the helmet is obviously a lot different. We try to make some adjustments for the second moto. And but I gave it all I had. That's really all I could do. And I'm glad I held Tomek off. And it is what it is. But in the last couple of rounds, we've been super, super consistent with winning qualifying and 1-1 and 1 and now second. So... we're doing all the right things. Unfortunately, Ferranas is just, he's really good right now. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, so it is what it is.
Yeah, he caught you in the second moto, and then Eli was catching you, and then you made a run, and I was impressed that you made a run. Like, I mean, I think that was pretty good. I was like, oh. I think Tomek is going to have something for him, but you got better.
Yeah, I found a couple of lines that he was taking, and with a lap and a half to go, I really made a push for it. I was actually on him quite a bit, but dude, the lappers today was tough. The track was brutal, and with it being so short, we are a lot of riders cramped into a little space, right? And then with the way the track was in the ruts, they can't move, you know what I mean? And I have never yelled so much. I'm surprised I have a voice, because when I'm behind them, I yell at them so freaking hard. And that's not, you know, they're all just trying to get around the track, and so are we. It's a tough situation to be in, and I definitely felt like, and the first moto, it was really bad. Like, I was the first one running up to them, and I got hosed a call. I couldn't do the triple. I got hosed, and I saw those guys coming, and I'm like, yeah. I'm the first one to hit them, and then they're kind of aware that there's somebody there, you know? Luckily, we could make it happen in the first one, not in the second one.
Plus, you ride your bike at like 6,000 RPM, so they can't even hear you coming.
Yeah, they probably can't hear me coming. Yeah,
Justin Cooper made a mention about lappers. I think Hunter did, yourself. I guess it was. I'm thinking the track prep was muddy and crappy for practice, and everything gets pushed to one line. Is that kind of what happened? Like, why were they bad?
I think so. Jason did a really good job. When I saw the track yesterday and how muddy it was, I was like, holy crap, it's really bad. And I got here and it wasn't raining, so I'm like, where did all the rain? Like, why is it so bad? So they did really good, and what they actually really improved, some areas of the track were actually super wide, which was great. So then I watched first 250 moto, and they almost flattened the whole track, and I'm like, what in the world? But then when we rode, the track gets beat so quick because it's so soft, right? So the track really goes to shit. But I think because of all the off cambers and the turning jumps, we funnel into this rut. And then the ruts are so deep, you can't move around on the track that much, you know? So once you get up on two or three riders, it's really tough to see where you're going. And they can't just pop out of the rut because they're so deep. So I don't know. It was one of the worst ones this year for sure.
Yeah. Second overall, and you know, what can you do? Good ride, good day, and we'll move on to Ironman. Do you like Ironman?
Yeah, I do. I think I've done really well there in the past, so I've had some good times, and we're going to do the same thing, come there, and I don't really have any pressure. Like, I'm just trying to go out there and win as much as I can and get good starts, put myself in good positions. That's all I can do, but I've actually been really happy with how I've been riding the last couple of days. I'm trying to get the bike better, but with me being in Florida and those guys in California, and due to COVID, like, even when we send out suspension, it doesn't show up in time, and then, you know, then we're already going to the weekend. It's just really tough to actually get some testing time in. So I've been on the same setup for quite a while. We tinker with it, but clickers can really only get you so far, you know. Sometimes you need internal changes to really make a difference, and tweak it around. We just haven't had the time to, you know, make the bike better, but it's all good.
My headline will be Shane Drew costs Ken Roczen the win. That'll be my headline, because, yeah, is that good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no worries.